It was so goddamn funny. It's funny, and at the same time, it contains important information for somebody who's pretty dumb.
You're a Midwest guy, and you bring your show back to the Woodstock Opera House and the Garlands and see old friends. What's it like for you to come back to the Midwest, to come home?
I love Chicago. Oh, it's wonderful. And the fact of being in and around Chicago is a big part of it. It's my roots, so to speak.
Let's talk about that. Can you walk us through the timeline of going from serving in the Army to the Playwrights Theater of Chicago?
I acted as an amateur in Chicago, where I started to act after I did the lead in a play at the university. Had a lovely time doing the various acting that I did. Because I dropped out of school, I waited for the Army to get me. And finally, in 1951, they did. Went through basic training at Georgia. Finally, I was sent to France. My lifelong dream fulfilled. Sent to France. And I was a small post in the Loire Valley. I worked with the post office and then finally transferred to the orderly room, where I worked for a very nice warrant officer for about 8-10 months, and then sent home. And just before I went home, I got a letter in France from Paul Sills, who I had known at the university, saying, we're starting a theater. Come join us. And I said, my God, my life is falling into place. So I came home. Spent a week at home, went up to Chicago, and started rehearsals the next day as the lead in the next production. And we thrived well. We had good actors. City figured out a way to close us down. In the meantime, Paul Sills and David Shepard, his partner, were trying to do a different type of theater, an improv theater, a workers' theater, more or less. They weren't paying much attention to closing the theater down. So I figured I'd take my great reviews from the Sun-Times and Daily News and run to New York, and I'd stay legit. I was too bourgeois to think of improv as a way to live. I went to New York and spent 6 years there. I finally got on a Broadway show, was disappointed with Broadway. Made it easy to make the transition to film in California.
Okay, you make it to California, and after a few decades, along with your time in New York, you compile a very impressive body of work. From that body of work, have you got a few favorites?
Well, I can't deny 12 years of being a Lou Grant of one form or another. And Rich Man, Poor Man certainly is a piece of work I'm very proud of. Another movie I did in Canada was Family Man. And another one also in Canada was Case of Libel, a Henry Denker play.
So you became one of those rare talents, successfully making the transition from stage to television to film. Of those three venues, do you have a favorite?
I stayed with the stage because that's the way you get discovered. With TV, I had to work my way up from under fives to higher roles. You take whatever you can get. I started with the Sunday morning shows in New York and finally got on a nighttime TV. First under fives and then larger roles. And it still didn't fill my bill. And the Burt Leonard people, Marion Doherty, who did his casting, hired me for a Route 66. Then she hired me for Naked City. I did one in New York and then repeated the character. And that introduced me to L.A. And I called my wife and I said, I think I want to check out the work scene here. And said, oh, my God. And then after about a week, I said, I think I want to move here. He said, oh, my God. And we moved a month later.
I was speaking with a group of friends about the fact that I was having the opportunity to interview you, and the funniest thing happened. All of us named the very same movie as our favorite Ed Asner piece, and that was The Gathering from 1977. What was it about that movie that was so special?
Well, the script was written by James Poe, a descendant of Edgar Allan. It was very well written. It had these wonderful characters in it. John Randolph was my lawyer. Well, maybe John Randolph was my doctor. Jimmy Kieran was my lawyer. Maureen Stapleton was my wife, a great actress. And the kids were all future showrunners. Larry Preston Veronica Hamill, Gregory Harrison, Bruce Davidson, Rebecca Balding. Just filled with top-rate actors. So, and the story was great. It fostered hope and belief and charity.
Last question. At 88 years of age, 7 Emmys, countless other awards, and decades of working at the highest level, what keeps you still working?
I don't see myself performing at an incredible level. I keep looking for work. If garbage collecting were part of it, I'll probably be doing that too.
My guest is star of stage, television, and film, Ed Asner. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.